Miss? The man is looking at me curiously. Quickly I wipe my cheeks. It's the wind. It's blown cinders into my eyes.
Aye, wind strong. More rain coming. Maybe a storm.
Oh, here comes Mrs. Nightwing, Cecily hisses. Please let's go. I don't want to get in trouble.
Quickly we gather our sketches and sit at a safe distance away on a stone bench by the still hibernating rose garden, our heads bent in desperate concentration. But Mrs. Nightwing takes no note. She appraises the progress on the building. The wind carries her voice to us.
I had hoped to be farther along by now, Mr. Miller.
We're putting in a 10-hour day, Mrs., and then there's the rain. Can't blame a man for nature.
Mr. Miller makes the grave error of smiling at Mrs. Nightwing in a charming way. She does not succumb to charm, but it is too late for me to warn him. Mrs. Nightwing's withering glare sends the men's heads down over their lumber. The sound of hammers and saws hard at work is deafening. Mr. Miller's smile vanishes.
If you cannot finish the job in a timely manner, Mr. Miller, I shall be forced to seek other workers.
There's building all over London, mum. You won't find the likes of us growing on trees.
By my count, there are at least 20 men working day in and day out, and still Mrs. Nightwing isn't satisfied. She clucks and fusses and badgers Mr. Miller daily. It is very queer, for if the old building has lain hollowed out for this long, what do a few months more matter? I try to capture the likeness of the new turret on my paper. When completed, it will be the tallest part of Spence, perhaps 5 stories high. It is wide as well. A man stands near the top, pressed against the gathering rain clouds like a weather vane.
Do you not find it odd that Nightwing's in such haste to complete the East Wing? I ask Felicity.
Cecily overhears and is compelled to give her opinion.
It's not a moment too soon, if you ask me. It's a disgrace they've let it go so long.
I hear it's only now they've secured the funds, Elizabeth reports.
No, no, no!
Mrs. Nightwing strides toward the masons with purpose, as if they were her charges.
I've told you! These stones must be placed in order. Here and here.
She points to an outline made in chalk.
Begging your pardon, Mrs., but what does it matter? She's going up sturdy and strong.
It is a restoration, she sniffs, as if speaking to a simpleton. The plans are to be followed exactly, without deviation.
A worker calls down from atop the turret's 3rd floor.
Here comes the rain, sir.
A splat hits my cheek in warning. A rhythm of drops follows. They splatter across my page, turning my sketch of the East Wing into rivulets of charcoal. The men look to the sky with upturned palms, as if asking it for mercy, and the sky answers, no quarter. Quickly, the men scamper down the turret's side and race to cover their tools and save them from rust. With sketch pads held over our heads, we girls dash through the trees like frightened geese, squawking and squealing at the indignity of such a soaking. Bridget waves us in, her arms a promise of safety and a warm fire. Felicity pulls me behind a tree.
Fee, the rain! I protest.
Anne returns this evening. We could try to enter the realms. And what if I can't make the door appear?
You only need to put your mind to it, she insists.
Do you think I didn't put my mind to it last week, or last month, or the time before that? The rain is coming down harder now. Perhaps I am to be punished for what I did to Nell and Miss Moore.
Miss Moore, Felicity spits. Cersei, that's her name. She was a murderer. Gemma, she killed your mother and countless other girls to get to you and your power, and she would surely have destroyed you had you not dispatched her first.
I want to believe that this is true, that I did right to imprison Miss Moore in the realms forever. I want to believe that binding the magic to myself was the only way to save it. I want to believe that Kartik is alive and well, and making his way to me here at Spence, that in these woods at any moment I shall see him wearing a smile meant only for me. But these days I'm not certain of anything. I don't know that she's dead, I mumble.
She's dead, and good riddance to her.
Life is ever so much simpler in Fee's world, and for once I wish I could crawl into the solid lines of it and live without question.
I have to know what happened to Pippa. Tonight we'll try again. Look at me.
She turns my face to hers so that I cannot avoid her eyes.
Promise.
I promise, I say, and hope she cannot see my doubt turning to fear.